Is the pent-up demand of last year going to cause an economic boom this year?
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar, Director of Cameron Afshar Data Analytics Center at DeSales University.
As the economy starts to move away from the COVID emergency conditions, with the decline in the rate of new infections and a steady increase in the number of people vaccinated, are we going to see the pent-up demand of last year to hit the markets, creating an economic boom? An op-ed by Stephen Roach, chairman of Morgan Stanley Asia, says no. In the face of a natural disaster or even only an economic recession due to physical and or financial restrictions, many defer spending money on replacing equipment or starting new buildings, etc. And that's not limited to businesses. During recessions, people have to deal with less cash and more uncertainty. Accordingly, they reduce their purchases of durable goods. During economic recoveries, demand for consumer durables rises, reflecting higher income and confidence levels as well as pent-up demand. The idea of pent-up demand is that unmet demand accumulated in all these months of suffering under COVID restrictions will hit the market all at once at the end of the pandemic, and we will experience a V-shaped recovery. There is a catch. The idea of pent-up demand is usually about durable goods like cars, appliances, etc. And in that department, there appears to be very little pent-up demand left. While we did cut back significantly in the purchases of durable goods last spring, by July, we were spending as much on durable goods as we did before the start of the pandemic. And by last December, we were already spending 10% more than the beginning of the pandemic. So whatever pent-up demand there was, it's already spent. Last year, we barely cut our purchases of non-durable goods like grocery, apparel, etc. By June, we were back above our pre-pandemic level. Where we have cut back for real, without replacement, is expenditures on recreation, transportation, and face-to-face services. Expenditures on the category dropped by 40% last April, with food services and accommodations losing $1 out of every $2 of their revenues. And the category is far from recovered even now. As more and more people get vaccinated, the fear of crowds will start to dissipate, and the allure of going to an indoor restaurant, sit at a table and be served a delicious dinner which you didn't have to cook and don't have to wash the dishes afterward, is intensifying. Data indicates that by the end of the summer, we will see significant increase in restaurant attendance and travel. However, they will not make up for the lost revenues of more than a year of low or no attendance. We are on the road to recovery, and most economists expect a stronger than average GDP growth in spring, summer, and fall of this year. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.